Kinyana Samach base. We just did Parshas Masa. So the piece begins, Elamasa Bnei Yisrael. So I figured Rav Nachman would have something pertaining to this man if he's calling it Elamasa Bnei Yisrael. And, let's see. Ready? Elamasa Bnei Yisrael. Yisa B'medrash. Shemasa Bnei Yisrael. Dehainu Hanesiyah Shebnei Yisrael Noisim Mimakom Lemakom. Hem Mechapim Al Eile Elehecha Yisrael. That the Nesiyahs, that the Goluses that Klai Yisrael have to do is a kapara for the Chida Eagle, which begins with the word Eile. So Eile Masa Bnei Yisrael is Mechapir on Eile Elehecha Yisrael. Hainu Al Pagam Avodah Zarah, which is what the Chida Eagle was. Ki Afrilu Kishein Oivdin Avodah Zarah. Even if a Jew is not actively doing Avodah Zarah. Yesh Pegam Avodah Zarah, Ki Kilkul Ha'emunah, He Gam Kem Bechinas Avodah Zarah. Any lack in Emunah is a Me'ein of Avodah Zarah, as is brought in the name of the Baal Shem on the Pasuk of Visartem Va'avadatem Elohim Acherim. That immediately when one veers from the way of Torah, the Pasuk equates it with Avadatem Elohim Acherim. Shetekev Kishasarim Mi'Hashem Yizbaruch Bechinas Avodah Zarah. We can't be marichim what this means. Another time it's Hashem. Vayidei anesiyo shal Yisrael niskaper. Therefore, the travels of Bnei Yisrael was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Chozman sheish avodah zarah ba'olam. And as long as there's avodah zarah in the world, Chazal say, charun af ba'olam. Hashem has anger. Nimsha kishin niskaper pegam avodah zarah. When we make a kapara for Avodah Zarah, nimtak a charenaf, and nimshach rachmanas. Because if there's charenaf because of Avodah Zarah, veist ois, that when there is no more Avodah Zarah, then it's mamshech rachamim into the world. Here comes Yitzi. Shalom Yitzi. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Rav Nachum, just to catch you up, we're doing Tinyanas Simen Samech Beis. Where Rav Nachman says that the reason why the Yidden had to travel in the Midbar was to be machaper on the Chet of Avodah Zarah, for the Chet HaEgel. That it says, Eila Elehecha Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. And it says, Eila Masa B'nei Yisrael. So Yavo Eila V'yachaper Al Eila. That the Eila of the Masa B'nei Yisrael come and make a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And since Hashem has Charon Af as long as there's Avodah Zarah in the world, so Mimela, when we annihilate all of Avodah Zarah in the world, Mimela Hashem will be mamshach rachamim. So in the middle there, he says, "V'ikar harachmanas is bechinas ve'el shada yitin lachem rachamim." That Hashem will give you rachamim. Hainu, Hashem Yisbarach yitin lano harachmanas, shem yimsor es harachmanas biyadenu. That He'll give the rachamim into our hands. What does that mean? Ki etzla Yisbarach yachol yoshigam achilas hakasha v'chol yisrein harachmanas shaloi. Even when people get sick and they have any type of Yisurin, He sees it with a kind eye. He sees the shirish of everything, so therefore it's a Rahmanas that He's bringing upon us. Everything is a Rahmanas. Even the most difficult Yisurin, everything is just Rahmanas from Him. What we're asking, that He should give us the Rahmanas. That it should be a Rachmanis from our perspective. Ki einanu mevinim harachmanis shalom. We don't understand harachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the depth. Ki loy machshavei sayim machshavei seichem. The depth of Hashem's Rachmanis. V'gam einanu yechonu the kabbalos of Rachmanis shalom. We can't even accept the Rachmanis. We don't have the keli to accept such a Rachmanis. To us, it's painful. Rak, shehashem yizborach yitin biyadeinu as a Rachmanis. Our request is that the ikar Rachmanis, and that will be when there's no avodah zarah in the world, is to receive the Rachmanas in a state of Rachmanas, without having to compromise the depth of the Rachmanas. Shanachnu be'atzmeinu nerachim alinu, that the compassion which we have is a compassion which we understand. Ve'atzleinu harachmanas v'pshitas. We don't understand anything other than Rachmanas, which is a posh at the Rachmanas. Ve'israpim menachayit v'chayitza v'zeh. We see Rachmanas as people having parnasa, having yeshuas, finding the shiduchin, having fuos, all these things. That's the type of Rachmanas want to be mamshech. So he says, "Vizehu Yisroel," as Rashi Tevos, "El Shaddai Yitin Lachem Rachamim." That's what he says.
What is it?
Where is that from?
That is from the bracha that Hashem gives to...
Yosef?
Yeah. I think that Yaakov gives to Yosef. And to the Shvatim. Okay, Rachmanis is Nasa Yidei Maisa B'nei Yisrael. So he's saying, Eila Maisa B'nei Yisrael. So when you travel, it's Mechaper on the Chirb of Arizara. And that's Mamshech HaRachamim. What type of HaRachamim? Eila Maisa B'nei Yisrael. A Yisrael Dekar HaRachamim, which is Rashi Tevos. El Shada Yitim Lachem HaRachamim. That type of Rachmanis. That's the piece in Rav Nachman. So therefore, going into Golos is Mechaper and Avodah Zarah. And that's Mamshech Rachamim. What type of Rachamim? Rachamim that we could be Makabal in our Kelim. A Pashtistika Rachamim. So let's be Mazber a little bit in Ritz Hashem.
Based on that, we said that through our Maaseh, that's what's Mamshech Rachamim?
Yeah. Because since going into Golos, which is Eile Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, is Mechaper and Avodah Zarah, which is Eile Elehecha Yisrael, which is the Lashon Klal Yisrael used by the Eagle. So that is Mechaper and Avodah Zarah, and when there's no Avodah Zarah, there's no Charonaf, and because there's no Charonaf, there's Rachmanas, and the type of Rachmanas which we want is a Rachmanas that we can be Typhus and Kalim. The whole tachlis of the Bias HaOlam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create a world to do chesed and to do rachamim for us. Right, Misil Sashar. This is the first idea that a Jew needs to know, that Hashem created us to do good for us, the ultimate good, chesed, rachmanas. That's said the very first Jew ever was Avraham Avinu. He's a man of chesed, he's a man of rachamim. Because the beginning always has to have a simin as to what the tachlis is. When a person is giving a shir, or he's giving any type of a course, or he has any agenda, it's important to let everybody know, you know, what's in store. So Mimela, when Hashem started the nation of Bnei Yisrael, and he was looking for a Jew to begin Klal Yisrael, and to fulfill purpose in world, he had many players on his team. And he chose Avraham Avinu to be the first because he wanted everyone to know that he created a world of chesed and kindness, which is an important accomplishment because the world until then was a world of chaos, mamish, like the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga, the Chayda Adam HaRishon. You couldn't really see B'Hizgalus, the Rachmanis, like Rav Nachman is saying. That's all Rachmanis, but we don't have the Kalim to understand that as Rachmanis. So the first Jew is a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everything I bring down into the world, and Avraham will be the Tzinor for all mankind. He's the Av Hamoyen Goyim. All the nations come from Avraham Avinu. Everything which I bring down, you have to know that it's for the Tachlis and through the Tzina of Rachmanas. So Avraham is a Gematria Rachim. Rachmanas, Mid of Chesed. Part of the accomplishment of Avraham Avinu is that Avraham Avinu lived in a world where there was Avodah Zarah everywhere. It was a world that was just filled with Avodah Zarah. And there was a lot of charanaf in the world. A lot of charanaf. And Avraham Avinu, by bringing rachamim and chesed into the world, Hashem's rachmanis, Hashem's chesed into the world, that was the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the beginning of the plan to annihilate all charanaf in the world. So the fact that Avraham Avinu was being osek in an avoda of being mamshech chesed and bringing emunah into the world, as Rav Nachman said, that even a person who is lacking in emunah is b'chin of avodah zarah. So therefore, to completely annihilate charon af requires a person to be shalom in his emunah. So Avraham Avinu was the Rosh L'chol HaMaminim and also the Ish HaChesed, because that was his role in the world. On the one hand, to be mamshe chesed and rachamim into the world, which goes hand in hand simultaneously with being mevatel avodah zarah in the world. That was the role of Avraham Avinu. The very first pekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu to fulfill his mission in bringing emunah to the world and bringing chesed into the world in the steps of annihilating all of Avodah Zarah, Hashem says, "Hello, Avraham Avinu, lach lecha me'aretzcha v'la'am tov me'sadicha," which is the equivalent of Eilam Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, going into Golos. And Avraham Avinu lives a life going from place to place to place, time after time. Because in order to be mechaper on Eila Lehecha Yisrael, which is the Avodah Zarah in the world, you need to have, together with that, Eila Maaseh B'nei Yisrael. So the Golios that Avraham Avinu is Osek in, that in itself is like Rav Nachman is saying, that the Masos and the Golios go hand in hand with being mechaper on the Ovan Avodah Zarah. That Avraham Avinu, who was the Isha Chesed and Amunet, who was charged with the mission of being Mevatel Avodah Zarah in the world, he was given the mission in life of Lech Lecha. You're going to be a traveling person. B'chin of Eila Maaseh B'nei Yisrael. That's why Maaseh is Gematria Chesed V'Emunah. Because Avraham Avinu, who was the man of Chesed V'Emunah, he traveled on these Masos, because by investing into the world the Midah of Chesed and Emunah, which is the hallmark of Avraham Avinu, that was his Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, to be Mechaper and Avodah Zarah. Again, Avraham is Rachim. Avraham is Gematria Rachim. He's a man of Rachmanis, and through his Rachmanis, he's Mevatel Avodah Zarah. One of the reasons how we see that Avraham Avinu, that his Rachmanis and his Chesed is a biddle for Avodah Zarah, because we don't really see the connection completely. We explained in previous Emunah Shurim that Avraham Avinu was oimed on the Shlemus Emunah through his Chakira. That he looked into the world and he understood that there was a Boyer Olam. But the truth is that anybody really has the eyes to be open, if they're open enough, to be able to see that there's a Boyer in this world. I can sit outside on a beautiful day like this, you look at the sky, you look at the trees, how they talk to you. It's clear that there's a Boyer in this world. Everybody knew at the time there was a Boyer. They just tried to be malbishit through Avodah Zarah, through using the Kechavim and so on, trying to distance themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu's Einfalt was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just the Boyer Olam, but he's also the Manhig Olam. Like we say in the Emunas, in Yigim Ikrim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boyer Manhig. Everybody understood from the world that there was a Boyer, but they looked at the world and the Mabul, and they looked at the Dor HaFlaga, and they said, there can't be a Manhig to this world. He must have created this world and just left it to be to Mikra. Because how could there be a Boyer in this world if he's a kind, loving God and allow the world to self-destruct? That's what Avraham Avinu said. He says, Mihu Balabira. He says, there must be a Balabira. He's just going to let, the Medrash Lashon is, he's just going to let this world be consumed in fire and not say anything? And that's when Hashem says, by the way, it's me, I'm the Balabira. Mm-hmm. So Avraham Avinu was oimed on the Inyan that there is a Manhik, not just a Bayre. And the Rambam says that how do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Manhik, not just the Bayre? He says, it's obvious that anybody who creates something doesn't leave it just to go without controlling it and taking care of it. The Rambam says, anybody who thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and left it to its own being, he says, you're an achzari. You're an achzari. That means that you must be the worst father in the world. Because you can't even imagine bringing a child into the world and letting it go. And just letting it live on its own. You think that the Bari Olam would create a world and just let it be and not take care of it? Again, what the Rambam is addressing is that you're right. Misara, there's no hechrich to say that just because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, therefore he takes care of it. It's not mbachach. You don't see that fakir. You may even think the opposite of that. That he just give it the spiritual nourishment that it needs and it runs on its own. It says, but the Rambam says, but the tshuva to that is that look at yourself and see that you have Rachmanis. And if you have that Rachmanis, then you're created B'Tzelem Elokim, Hashem has that Rachmanis also. He would never let it be. And that's why the Midah of Chesed of Avraham Avinu and the Rachmanis of Avraham Avinu was the Midah which stood him out against everybody else. Everybody else saw the same world as Avraham. There is a Borei to this world. But Avraham was able to connect Borei U'manhig because of the Midah and Chesed and Rachmanis that he had, that it can't be that Hashem would bury the world and just let it be. So therefore, it was the Midah of Chesed and Rachmanis of Avraham B'davka which allowed him to stand up against the world of Avodah Zarah. That's a hezber as to how it is that Hashem chose Avraham Avinu, who was the man of Chesed and Rachmanis, which on the surface doesn't necessarily mean that you're against Avodah Zarah. There's many Bali Avodah Zarah that they have these Christian organizations, you see them driving around, that they're delivering food to the poor. They do Chesed too. Of course, it's Chesed b'mechatas, not real Chesed. And we're not being Malam Tzchus in the middle. What we're saying is that when you see how it is, the Nekud and how Chesed and Rachamim especially at that time, it was the antidote to the kfir and to the avodah zarah in the world, is to make the connection between Bori Umane. That was Avram's discovery. Where's the Balabira? He's just going to let his world burn down? Anihu Balabira. That's the Rahmanis of Allah. And every masa that Avram Avinu went through, every place that his feet took him in order to abolish avodah zarah, was for the purpose of bringing a Yitzhak into the world, who would be mamshach on that path of eradicating avodah zarah in the world. That's why Chazal said that everywhere that Avram Avinu went, Yitzhak went also. Avram went down to Mitzrayim, Yitzhak went down to Mitzrayim. Avram, Yitzhak, everything that they do the same. The reason being is that it's not just the pshat Maisa of a similar banan that Yitzhak followed suit. It's just the path that Yitzchak was created from every single masa that Avram Avinu went to. Avram went here because he needed to pick up something about Yitzchak.
Is that why Dafka Yitzchak didn't go to Mitzrayim? But Avram brought him there through his masa?
Yeah, exactly. Yitzchak felt the hechrich to go everywhere that Avram Avinu went to because he was created from these masas. These were the pieces which built Yitzchak Avinu. That's why Hashem tells Avram, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. And the Mefarshim say, Lech Lecha is Gematria 100. At the age of 100, you'll have a Yitzchak. What does it have to do with this? But the teretz is that Lech Lecha, which is the words that Hashem charged Avram with the mission of Maaseh, of going into Golus, he was teaching Avram Avinu that it would be through these Masa'os that you would be Zeichet to a Yitzchak. It's like a builder who tells his apprentice, he says, you know what, we have to go here, here, here. We have to go to Home Depot, then we have to go to the electric store, then we have to go to the lumber store, and then to that. Then the apprentice says, why do you have to go to all these stores? He says, of course you have to go to all these stores. You have to many pieces to build a house. You can't just get it all at one store. I mean, nowadays you can. It's kibbutz galus. But usually it doesn't work that way. You have to go from place to place to place. That's what Hashem was telling Avram. Hey, you're trying to pick up a Yitzchak from this world. All the pieces of Yitzchak are scattered. You have to go from place to place to place. And from that you will build a Yitzchak. And therefore, after all those masos, he was zochet to the mitzvah of Mila. And after the mitzvah of Mila, he was zochet to Yitzchak. But that came from the masos that he had to travel. That built Yitzchak. So that's why Maaseh is Gematria 180, which is the years of Yitzchak's life. Because the masos that Avram Avinu had to go through, Eila Maaseh b'nei Yisrael, the masos of Avram Avinu, who was the man of Eilam Asa B'nei Yisrael. It was through the travels that he built the years of Yitzchak Avinu. Happens to be also that the Lashon of the Torah, V'Hashem Pokar Asara Kasher Amar. Right? That was finally the words that Avram and Sarah were waiting to hear their whole lives. Right? V'Hashem Pokar Asara. That accomplishment, that there would be a Yisrael coming into the world, the Hashem Pakad is Gematria Eila Maaseh. Because it was the Masos of Avram Avinu, which they were Zeichet to the Hashem Pakad is Zarak Hashem Omer. Also happens to be that Avram is called Avraham, that he's the man of the world, because it says, "Ki Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha." That's Gematria Ela Elihecha Yisrael. No, it can't be. Can't be. Maybe it's Av Hamoin Goyim. Not sure. Okay.
Ela is there?
No, it's not. I have to do it again. I think I put an extra word in here. So this is Avram. So this piece of Rav Nachman of Eilam Asa B'nei Yisrael, how you have Rachmanis, the Rachmanis is Mevatel of Edizara and through the Masos, that's the life of Avram Avinu. He was a man of Eilam Asa, he was a man of Chesed V'Emunah, of Rachamim, and he was the man who was Mevatel of Edizara in the world. That was his charge. This idea that Rav Nachman says at the end of the piece, that the idea of Kel Shaka Yitin Lachem Rachamim, that Hashem is going to give us Rachamim, that it should be Lachem, that it should be ours, it should be a Kinyan, we should make a Kinyan on Rachamim, that it should be a Rachamim which we understand, not a Rachamim which is in Himmel, which is just the Oimek HaRachamim. This also pertains to Avram Avinu, Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that in the Mishnah, at the end of Avos, that Hashem has five kinyanim in the world. One of them is Yisrael, right, which is Rashi Tevos this here, this pasuk of V'kel Shadla Yitin Lecham Rechamim, as Menachem says at the end. And one of the kinyanim also is Avram Avinu. Avram. Avram is called the kinyan. Because the idea is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a kinyan on the Rechamim. That's what he says. Lachem. Alachem deka Rechamim. Which means a kinyan means that it's your Rechamim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim will be manifested in this world in a way which you understand. So that's why Avram is considered to be a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Avram is gematria rachim. So in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a kinyan on Avram, which is the Indian of rachim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Yidden should have a kinyan on rachamim also. That's the mahu afat of that. Mahu racham, afat racham.
That after the kinyan of rachim.
Kinyan of rachim. Now, the idea of kinyan and rachamim, it's a very interesting thing. This pasuk which he quotes here, v'kel shak hayitin lachem rachamim, in that bracha, that the rachamim should be yours, there's another idea in this pasuk of that the rachamim should be yours, which comes out from the sugi of Ir Hanidachas. First of all, the whole sugi of Ir Hanidachas is you have a town, a Jewish town, which is involved in Avodah Zarah, you have a mitzvah to wipe it out. To wipe it out. Right? That's the idea of Avodah Zarah having to be annihilated. And what's interesting is exactly what we're talking about. What's interesting is that if you take a look in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yugimel, where the Torah gives us this mitzvah of Yer Nidachas, Hashem tells us like this. There's a mitzvah to wipe out the town. It says, Hakei takes Yeshve Ha'ir Ha'hi Lefi Charev, Hacharim Maisa, to destroy it, v'skol asher bo v'sbehem to levichar. Total annihilation. It's called Cheirem. Complete destruction. And then Hashem says like this, v'lo yidba, lo yidbak b'cha m'uma min hacheirem. Do not take anything from this city which you've destroyed. L'man yoshuv Hashem mecharon apoy, so that Hashem will be shah from the charon af. Right? V'nasam l'cha rachamim v'richam chavihir becha. And Hashem will give you rachamim and have compassion on you a lot, just like He swore to your forefathers. Now this lashon is almost identical to the lashon which we have here, where Hashem gives a bracha to Yaakov, or whatever it is, Yaakov to Yosef, v'kel shaka yitin lachem rachamim. It's the same exact lashon. V'nasam lecha rachamim v'richamcha. The Archaim HaKadosh and other Mepharshim that pick up here on the double lashon of V'nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha. What is that double lashon? Hashem will give you rachamim and have compassion on you. Listen to the words of the Archaim HaKadosh. He writes, Kavanas maimer zekan, the kavana of this maimer is L'fi shetziva al ir hanidachas shi'ahargo kol ha'ir l'fi charev, that since Hashem commanded to annihilate the city, v'afilu behemtam, even the animals, ma'isa hazeh, doing this, yolid teva achzari yisbalei v'adam, is going to cause a person to be a barbarian. To be a warrior. He's not going to have the same compassion leaving the war as he did when he first came into it. Like the Yishma'elim tell us that they love to kill people. Rambam says that. They love to kill people because they become so accustomed to it. That the Yishma'elim, they have no connection at all left to the Rachmanis of Avram, by the way, because Yishmael comes from Avram, and they've completely achzar. And he says, this is a danger for Jewish people who go out to war, that they have to wipe out an Ir Hanidachas. So Hashem gives us a haftacha. Sheyitin lahem Hashem rachamim. Hashem will give you rachamim. Sakta barachem HaKadosh. Hagam shehateva yoli bahem hachzarius. Even though b'teva, naturally, a person will become an achzari from going to a battle like this. Mekor harachamim yashbia bahem koyach harachamim. The mekor of rachamim will give you the midah of rachamim. Hashem will give you a bracha that you'll walk out of here with rachamim, not with achzarius. And that's why it says v'richamcha. Here b'zeh shekoz man she'adam who beged et heva achzari k'moy kin yitzhanig Hashem imo she'en Hashem rachamim elu rachamim. As long as you have a ratzon to be a rachamim, a ba'al rachamim, Hashem will give you rachmanis. You don't lose from going to war, even though on the surface it looks like you're going to become an achzari out of it. Hashem says, I give you a haftacha that you will walk out of the war as a baal rachamim. So that's the pshat. V'nasam l'cha rachamim v'richam chavir becha. It's actually very nice, but the Acharem is also. because the whole inyan is that the pasuk says, "Hacharei Maisa," you have to wipe out the city. And then the pasuk says like this: don't take anything from the chayrim. L'man yoshev Hashem echaran apo v'nasam l'characham v'richamcha. What is the words l'man yoshev Hashem? Yoshev is always the lashon of turning over. That Hashem will turn over for you. What will Hashem turn over? So this is how the pasuk goes: if you don't take anything from the chayrim, then Hashem will flip over the word chayrim and turn it into rachim. So that's the pshat on the pasuk. If you don't take anything min acherim, for lo yidbak b'cha min acherim, l'man yashiv Hashem echaran apoy v'nasan lachem v'rachamim. Don't take from the cherim, l'man yashiv Hashem, that word cherim, into a word of rachim. Wow. That's a pshat in the pasuk. So that's why bitul avodah zarah, which is called cherim, the tziruf, and we're talking about tziruf osios now, that the tziruf of bitul avodah zarah in the world, which is called cherim, destroying avodah zarah, from that produces rachamim when a person does it l'shem shamayim. That's exactly Avraham Avinu. He was breaking idols left and right, but he wasn't a man of achzarius, he was a man of rachamim. How so? Because since he was mekayim the mitzvah of chayrim, Hashem did him a tshuva, was mahapich, the tzirufi oseus, into becoming rachim. So rachim is matcha Avraham. So he was created from that mission of chayrim in the world, which is the whole sugya of Yirani Dachas, the swing of Odazar and Yidin, to become that balan rachim. But that's Avraham Avinu. That he was zeichet to a high rachmonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is another nekuda when it comes to this piece of Ramachim. When a person gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu his rachmonis, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm willing to take the mida rachim. Imagine like this. Imagine a person who was working on his whole life to become a Baal Rachman. And Hashem tells him now, go to a battle. And he's thinking in his head, all that hard work, all these years of becoming a compassionate person, I'm going to have to go, I'm going to have to be a warrior, I'm going to lose it in just mamish. Yesh kon alama b'shachas. I'll lose it in one moment. I'll lose all my rachmanas. Imagine what's going through a person's mind. But yet he goes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avracha naftacha, that if you do it and you give me your midah rachamin, I will give it back to you, but not just give it back to you. When Hashem gives back, when he takes and gives back, he always gives higher than it was before. Every year read this Letzayach Aliyah. When Hashem gives back rachamin, he doesn't give back the rachamin you had before. He gives back his rachamin. That's the pshat. He will give you his rachamim, which is an ein soif tikka rachamim, which is a rachamecha rabim Hashem, the pasuk says. Hashem, your rachamim is ein soif. Rachamai inam kalim, Chazal say. An endless rachmanas Hashem will give us. If a Jew is willing to give over his rachmanas, which is a mitzumtzum tikka rachamim, to do the ratzon Hashem, Hashem says, I will give you my rachamim. Virichamcha, my rachamim I will give to you. That high rachamim. Person never loses from doing the Ratzon Hashem. That's a pshat. Mahu afata. Mahu rachum afata tehi rachum. The charge is not just to be compassionate. Hashem wants that the rachamim which he has, the mahu rachum, afata yehi rachum. That type of a rachamim Hashem is going to give you. That's why just b'dechem is when you're mevata the charoin af, we spoke about this once, you zeichet to the mahu afata. The afata comes from a bitul of charoin af. If you're mevata the charoin af, then af ata tehei rachum. And you're zeichet to Hashem's rachmanis with the bitul charoinah. So you're zeichet to that racham echa rabim Hashem. You're zeichet to that racham, which is a much higher rachmanis than you had before. And that was the mid of Avraham. And that's what the Rav Nachman here says, that Hashem is going to give us a rachmanis which we can understand. Not a rachmanis of people getting sick. We know that's rachamim in Shemayim. That's how the rachamim in Sof is mislavish itself in the lower world. But when we create a keli, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're willing to give up our rachmanas for your rachamim, and Hashem gives us his rachmanas, then we take his rachmanas and we put it into our keli of pashtas and tmimas, because we went ahead and we gave it to him with pashtas and tmimas, not knowing. So then what happens is that high rachmanas, which comes from such a high place, which is an ein sof rachamim, and it comes into us, which is a keli, which is a tmimas and pshitas rachamim, that rachmanas doesn't come into this world anymore in a disguised way where terrible things are happening to people, but it's still rachmanas, and we have to have emunah in that. If you show the emunah that you believe that you're willing to give your rachmanas for his, then that's the tachas of the world. That Hashem's rachmanas, which is a higher rachamim, should be nislavish in a keli, which is bepshitas, betmimas, so then there's no compromising on that higher rachamim. That Hashem is able to be megala that rachmanas in a way where it's mamish, tmimas, and pshitas in a way which we understand. That's the cycle. That's how it works. And that's the tachas of everything. That Hashem wants that we should bring into this world through every Jew. That every Jew should be the keli through his tmimas and his pshitas, that Hashem's rachmanas ein sof should come into this world, and Hashem Rachmanis, that Ein Sof, that Racham Nachar Am Hashem, should be bepoil in this world through the Shin of Yidur. That's by the way, Rav Nachman was so into Tmimus and Pshitus. Rav Nachman always, Tmimus, Pshitus. Because what he wanted is that a Jew should be able to be the Keli, that the highest Ein Sof, the Kamidah, should come into this world through every single Jew. Because if you have your Chachma and you're working with your Chachma, then that's a Mechitza. Then it's my Rachmanis, according to my understanding of Rachmanis. Rav Nachman says, no. If you could go Betmimus and Bepshitus, and you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he says so. Just like Avram by the Akedah, Avram had to give Yitzhak. Everything which he worked for was to bring Yitzhak into this world, and now he was asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become an Achzari, to shecht him. That's Mamash Nir and Nidachas. Mamash the same tzir. Take Yitzhak, which is everything which you built in this world, and put him on the Mizbeach, the Maisa Achzarias. And Avram did that. And when he did that, then he gave over all the Rachmanis that he worked on his whole life to do. He walked away an even bigger Baal Rachmanis than he did before. Because Hashem gave him his Rachmanis after that. And Yitzchak became a higher Jew than he was before. We know he had a Tchias HaMeisim, he came down, he was like a different mensch altogether, Yitzchak. If a Jew gives B'tmimus and B'pashtus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he gets Hashem's Midas afterwards. That's the whole Tachlis. Then he became a higher Avram Avinu than he was before, a higher Rachmanis than he was before. Interesting, we say Ela Elohecha Yisrael. There's a chedah before the Zara which we have to be misaking. And that's what we say in Eicha, we say Al Eila Ani Baichia. Al Eila Ani Baichia. I cry still for the chedah before the Zara. For the roots of the chedah eagle, which we know happened this time of year. Shvi'a Salucho, Shiva Sabatamas. It's all from the chedah eagle. Every avodah zara is shlams from the chedah eagle. That's why the Navi says Al Eila Ani Baichia. I cry for this Eila Elohecha Yisrael. And so we read Eicha, and we get into a matzav of Avelus, or Misabel, on these chataim and these averus and the pagam of the chavaynaf in the world. So it's mamtik al v'dinim. That's why Eicha is gematria Eila. And it's Eila is mamtik, or mamtik the Eila with the Avelus of the Eicha. It's mamtik the Eila l'hachi Yisrael. And the way that we do that with Poyal is that the more that a Jew goes between us and Pshitas and he's mamim b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that even Chorban Bisa Mikdash is L'Taiva, we just can't understand, we didn't have the Kalim. But the more that we become between us and Pshitas and we accept these things, and we become the Kalim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to destroy Bisa Mikdash anymore to be Megal, but in the Karachim and Faket, that what he really wants is that a Jew should go between us and Pshitas. And when he does that, he becomes the Kali to be Malvish, the highest Racham in the Rachamecha Rab Mashem. By doing so, that's Tikkun Olam. That's when everything will come into place again. It's Gufa at this time of year that we're makabel everything via Ahava. And Mitzmimus and Mipshitus, by knowing that, you become the Kalim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to say, I'll do my Rachamim up here, you do your Rachamim down there. It'll be Miyachid, the higher Rachamim with the lower Rachamim. The higher world with the lower Rachamim. The higher Rachamim with the lower Rachamim. Shmizech Desi, that's what the Pasuk says, the Navi says. Shvuscha, the Yerushalayim Berachamim. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu will return to us, Berachamim. That's the whole Tachlis Ha'ilam. So in these days, be a scout setting, may have a middle of me.
Amen. And then after that, that's exactly what happened when Avram and Yitzhak, they changed the Midas, right? He became Chesed and Gevurah.
It's also a high Rachamim.
Yeah.
Rachamim is lavish in a cave.